Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Better by Mistake, The Unexpected Benefits of Being Wrong, by Alina Tugend. Read by Elizabeth London. Introduction. This book began when I made a mistake in a column for the New York Times. My first instinct, when the minor error was pointed out, was to disown it or cover it up, to rationalize that a correction was not really needed. Then I did what a good journalist should do and told my editor. She graciously acknowledged that she should have caught the error, and we submitted a correction, which ran a few days later. But it bothered me, not so much the mistake, but the fact that in the world today, in our personal lives, our social interactions, and our workplaces, mistakes are viewed as bad. Whatever happened to the platitudes that we hear throughout school, at least in the first few years, that reassure us that we need to make mistakes in order to learn? A friend of mine loves to tell the anecdote of driving her son home from kindergarten and asking what he learned. "Nothing," he said. "Nothing?" she asked. "You didn't learn a single thing?" "No," he replied. "My teacher said you learn by making mistakes, and I didn't make any today." Imagine if that attitude survived throughout our lives. If, when we thought about how our day went, we didn't regret our mistakes, but proudly thought about those we had made and how we had learned from them. So I wrote a column about the inherent tension between what we're told, that we must make mistakes in order to learn, how all great leaders and inventors have embraced them, and the reality that we often get punished for making mistakes and therefore try to...